Hello, and welcome to the DD&D podcast, the Midkit Dungeons and Dragons.com, where we talk about everything, including, but not limited to, Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh, you mean this isn't the Dead Doorknobs and Dorks podcast?
Something like that.
I feel so dead.
Alright, folks. I'm going to drop a trailer while Kano talks to you.
Kano talks to you.
Oh, boy. And then I'll talk to you while Kano closes his doors.
Kano closes his doors. Okay, we're going to do the disclaimer as soon as it downloads, because here it is. We'll do our disclaimer real quick. Let's find it. Here it is.
Demented Dungeons and Dragons disclaimer. Asterisk legal notice asterisk. This podcast is for educational and / or entertainment purposes only. Our opinions and religious beliefs are our own. Most of this is all hearsay evidence and is not admissible in court. Our first-hand knowledge is your hearsay evidence, and you should always go and do your own homework. We are not necessarily encouraging you to overthrow any terroristic tyrannical de facto governments, medical establishments, fast food franchises, any religious or non-religious 501c3s or anything of that matter. We do encourage you not to feed the beast. We do encourage you to love your neighbor, your community, and your homeland. We do encourage you to do what is right, when it is right, because it is right. We do encourage you to protect your de jure government, your sovereignty, your freedoms, and your liberty, and those same freedoms and liberties for your neighbor, your community, your people, and your homeland. The Lord gave you free will. Please use it wisely. Pray it forward. Pray for others as you would like them to pray for you. Love others as you would want them to love you. Please read 1 Corinthians 13. We practice God's medicine, not man's medicines. Any nutritional statements heard on this podcast is just our research and / or experience. Most of them may not be accepted by the FDA. Under the New World Order rules, regulations, standards, codes, and guidelines, we are not allowed to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any diseases. But we cannot cure you, nor can your doctor, only you can heal yourself. Disease is a result of a nutritional deficient environment. Feed your body right, and your body will cure itself. Man and / or other animals, we are not man animals. This podcast is not made for animals. This podcast is only for certain humans made in God's image, endowed by God with certain inalienable rights. If you are an animal, this podcast isn't necessarily for you. Please tell your human about us.
Yeah,
tell your human. Oh, my God. Hey, where'd my water go? I lost my water.
There it is. You'll have to forgive me. I'm rather mindless right now. I just loaded up a trailer with maybe a ton and a half of soil.
I just moved a buttload of rocks.
Yeah, so both of us are kind of out of it.
Out of it.
We'll blame Kano's ex for that.
Alright, here we go.
Oh no.
Oh no. There.
Now wait a minute, are you going to spread rumors about her as astrology said?
Offer us your hot tear to show cure by every dream. Get your afraid thing out. It's just some evil scheme. From your lonesome past. Keep us so far apart. Why can't I breathe yourself?
Oh my. Play another one.
Basically, we're on a song. Two songs put together is one.
Thank you.
Understand why older men tend to go for younger women because they're less damaged. They may be immature, but they're less damaged.
Well, it's not like the older women are really all that much more mature anyway.
Maybe so.
Yeah, so I think these were two tributes to your newest ex.
Actually, the last two, for that matter.
Yeah. In memoriam of your exes.
Story of my life. So, change the subject. This week, you plan on painting your ditches?
Yeah. I'd like to take a few days off. Probably turn the goats loose, go walk the dishes, come back. Lay in the creek and stare at the tree leaves.
Lay in the creek and stare at the tree.
All the crawdads and leeches suck my blood out of my body.
Yeah, but anyway, crawdads, maybe.
So we got crawdads.
We adopted the highway in front of our farm. So we had to do 4 cleanups per year, but we try to do 6.
And we're currently...
I thought that was John.
Behind by one.
We're currently behind by one.
Yep. Which I plan to fix within the week.
Well, we're going to probably stay with the time, but that's okay. As long as we do 4, we're good. So we're going to do 5.
Right, well, that means we got to get ahead sometime.
Get ahead!
Oh, my. Did 2 hours of relatively light yard work today. Dug up about, I don't know what this translates into. Probably about 3 gallons of potatoes, whatever that worked out in.
That was your pay?
That's what I dug up. Then I did some weed eating. And some small stuff, and it's exciting stuff. Yeah, and dug. Well, no, actually, I went to woods to get something to snack on. And,
dog.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Yeah, how long did it take you to dig?
A couple of hours.
Just 2?
I'm not sure.
Probably more like 3.
Probably, that's pretty fire.
Yeah!
Tana sent me a text saying, give me some poison, here's the formula.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't want to carry this full trailer with a Kansas plate on the back of it. It's the middle of Naziville.
Oh,
sad enough, I dragged it through town on the back streets. But with a full load, I'd have to stay to the main streets, and it'd kind of stand out.
That's why whenever you decide to between them, you can.
Yep. Yep. I might have to sign a rental agreement with your mom just so I can have Kansas residence. And I'll,
we'll just buy a 1 acre and plot over anything.
And I'll interrogate some poor clerk behind the desk of some criminal element of government agency affiliate. And it's like, so, what if I don't get this license and I drive anyway? Now they'll give you a fine. And if I refuse to show up in court and pay the fine, well, then they'll arrest you. So, if they don't let them arrest you, they'll shoot you.
Pretty much.
Okay, so basically I'm doing this because they're threatening my life. No. But then we just established that they'd shoot me if I didn't comply with this thing. Yeah. And I'm doing this because they're going to shoot me.
Yep. Terroristic threat.
So there is no contract here, because there's no meeting of the mind done under duress. Thank you.
Pretty
good. I don't know, Woods.
Why?
Because I'm an idiot.
They don't have my poison at Woods.
I understand.
Well, they have poison.
No, they don't have your poison. I understand. Verizon apparently has up to 10 lines, unlimited talk, text, and data.
For how many hundreds of dollars?
I don't know, but it apparently it's reasonable. Because Rebecca and TJ's family have. And they don't buy expensive crap.
The
they may buy expensive stuff, but they don't buy expensive crap.
Yeah.
Well, you know, he bought an $800 chainsaw at this point. It was expensive, but it wasn't crap.
Crapola.
All right, so I get to monologue while Kano goes and gets his poison. And he's going to look for a book to read.
Poison. Monologue. All right.
I'll be back.
Yeah, he'll be back. Let's see. Well, let's see. We're looking at a new TV series called The Travelers. Apparently it was a Netflix original. Bunch of people are trying traveling from our future into, I guess, our present, or key portions of their past. I gotta get things right. They're trying to prevent a bleak future. So that'll be interesting to see how that goes. What else we got going here? There we go. On the File Explorer. Oops. Wrong bit. SD card, a reference. And Homestead. And you guys might get lucky. I might not get to this until Kena comes back to this poison. Should I read you The Urban Farmer or Gaia's Garden? What's Gaia's Garden? There we go. And if I remember right, I think the page I was on is page 80. Not that I read this to you before. But there's a nice little article here on the ultimate bomb-proof sheet mulch. Now, sheet mulch, or lasagna gardening, as some call it, is where you lay down alternating layers of materials to encourage the flora and fauna of the soil to work their way up into your garden bed and to break down organic material to naturally fertilize your garden. And this particular style of this author, it works out to be about a foot deep. Okay. So here's the article. The ultimate bomb-proof sheet mulch. Sheet mulch can be as simple as a layer of newspapers topped by 8 to 12 inches of nearly any mulch material. Let me see if I can change the orientation. There we go. Right wider so I can read the whole thing. Uh-oh, here comes Kano. Okay, of any mulch material. But if you want to build the perfect sheet mulch, here's how.
The RFID chip is unsecure.
Really?
Yeah, you already knew that.
Oh, somebody walked up with an RFID chip. Okay. Well, I guess I'll read this to you next time. I got through the first paragraph.
Got it, thanks.
Oh, okay.
You can go. Well, you got to go in and get your poison.
I'm going to go in and get my poison.
Okay.
I can leave this for Kano to read to you, or I can read it to you in the future.
You can read it after. Okay. I can't read.
Yeah, Kano can read, but he just doesn't want to. It annoys him.
Yeah.
44 ounces, you said.
Yeah.
They'll let me refill it.
How's going on? Yeah, to be honest, I'm really not sure what to talk about. I'm a little depressed right now, but... Yeah, we're down here on the farm for the weekend, take care of business. We're trimming trees in Kansas City during the week. At least I'm doing it full-time. David's doing it part-time during the week. And then on the weekends, well, David's here on the farm more often. I come down on the weekends. Or I don't come on the weekends. Basically, I come down 2 days a week. David goes up to Kansas City 2 days a week. And trims trees. My girlfriend or ex-girlfriend was working with us. But now that she's gone, you know, we're just down to basically a boss and myself, so. David's coming up and helping more this week, or this next week, because, yeah, we got some heavy-duty stuff that we got to do. And we need more than just two people, so. Yeah. Anyways. The farm. Yeah, this podcast was originally supposed to be pretty much about the farm, but we pretty much talk about everything but Dungeons and Dragons. The name, well, the idea and everything, basically, David wanted to do a podcast, David Brain. And I don't know if Kim wanted to do a podcast or not. She talked about all kinds of stuff. So, I don't know. Between Kim, David, and I, we came up with, you know, we talked about doing a podcast. Well, after Kim and I broke up, about a year after Kim and I broke up, David and I found and started a podcast. So, we started doing a podcast. Podcast, we came up with a name for the podcast because David Irish, he's third David, when we first called our farm DD&D, David Irish, made a joke calling us Demented Dungeons and Dragons. So when we started the podcast, David Ray came up with calling it Demented Dungeons and Dragons due to what David Irish said about DD&D farm. And I liked it, so we went with DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com, where we talk about everything but Dungeons and Dragons. But, you know, we did make it a Parallel Kingdom podcast for a little while because we got hooked on this game. I don't normally get hooked on games or TV for that matter, but I got hooked on this game. It was a pretty awesome game. Anyway, so, yeah, so we're here on the farm. Actually, we're out getting poison. I got my soda. This place here has, like, the best soda in, like, probably the county. And then we're going to get something to eat, and we're going to probably get back to work.
All right, that was interesting.
What?
The lady walked in. Her shirt said, it had a picture of the, you know, the bathroom symbol for a man on it. And under that label said, "Your man." And then in the box next to that, it was labeled "My man." And instead of having the bathroom symbol of a man in there, it had a fully armed soldier, you know, ready to bear arms. Oh, that's why. Okay. So, we're fully armed with poison today. Yay! So, what were you talking about while I was sitting there?
The farm.
The farm. Okay. It's about half slushy.
Yeah.
The rest is not due. So, I'm really poisoning myself.
What the fuck you do? What slush did you get?
Orange.
Orange.
Yeah, fake flavor, I know.
And
red dye 40 and yellow something.
Yellow number 6.
I don't know. It's all bad for you. Food paint is bad for you.
We're addicted to food paint.
I'm not, but...
Yeah, you are.
No. I avoid it like the plague. This is kind of really rare for me to see this. Oh, God, that was actually painful.
Yeah, this soda's not as good as it normally is. I think they're starting to dilute it.
This is diluted?
At that, this.
Oh, my gosh.
It's not as syrupy as it used to be.
All right. So.
DD&D, Off-Creator Gang Farmer Retreat.
Yes, and so I was reading this to you because it's kind of what we do. All right.
Kind of what we do. All right, now we can go to what? I'm going to get some strict sandwiches.
Woo-hoo!
$5 foot-long strict sandwich. Oh, it's like a $5 foot-long.
All four of those turkey sandwiches, the tailgate thingies?
Damn.
What kind of license plate is that? It's got 5 digits on it.
Where over there?
It was right behind us. It's up in there.
Oh.
Almost looks like law enforcement.
Air Force.
Air Force? Okay. We saw some guy driving around. He didn't even have a piece of paper on his rear plate.
Good brand.
Oh, yeah.
So
long as he doesn't get pulled over. So long as he knows how to defend himself once he gets pulled. Okay. Turn the wrong way so we can see what's going on. We wait for everybody to pass. And I will read you this book while Kino goes and gets us there.
Dun.
Okay.
She restarted, kid.
Gee, what's that G in that strange symbol over there for?
I don't know what the pathetic G stands for, but...
That's a good question. I don't know what it stands for either. Some say it stands for God, but in particular, their God. But
their God is Hiram Abyss.
Hiram Abyss? Okay.
Hiram
Mobius.
Whatever.
Mobius?
Mobius. Mobius Dick. All hail the great well.
Same Mobius that created the Mobius twist?
Sure.
All right.
Turkey.
So back to sheet mulching.
What?
Sheet mulching. The ultimate bomb-proof sheet mulch.
Alrighty.
A.K.A. the lasagna garden.
Oh,
okay. Alright. So, what I read before. Sheet mulch can be as simple as a layer of newspaper topped by 8 to 12 inches of nearly any mulch material. But if you want to build the perfect sheet mulch, here's how. And if this is your first sheet mulch, start small. Sheet mulch gobbles up a tremendous amount of organic matter. The roughly 2 cubic yards held by a full-size pickup truck will cover about 50 square feet. But don't scrimp. It's much better to blanket a small area thoroughly than to spread the mulch too thin to smother the weeds or feed the soil properly. Choose a site that is not more than 200 square feet, which would be, 20 by 10 foot. So, me personally, I'm going to do little 10-foot squares until I get them done, because the main part of the mulch is going to take forever, ever to gather. Anyway, I ask, 200 square feet in the proper location for the intended plant, and preferably near the house. Remember your zones. Deeply mulched beds will soon be covered with a riot of plant life, and you want those awesomely productive areas right outside your door to harvest the bounty or admire the many avian and insect visitors. Here's the material list for the perfect sheet mulch. 1. A 2 to 3 foot stack of newspapers, minus any glossy sections. Those inks contain metal pigments. The black and colored inks on standard newsprint are soy-based and non-toxic. Or about 300 square feet of corrugated box cardboard, without staples or plastic tape. You can also use cloth, old clothing, or wool carpet, provided they contain no synthetic fabric. But these take much longer to decay than paper. Soil amendments. Depending on your soil's needs, lime, rock phosphate, bone meal, rock dust, kelp meal, or blood meal. 3. Organic bulk matter. I'm sorry, I read that in the wrong order. It says bulk organic matter. Straw, spoiled hay, yard waste, leaves, seaweed, finely ground bark, stable sweepings,
wood shavings, or any mixture of these, ideally resulting in an overall carbon to nitrogen ratio of 100:1 to 30:1. Grass clippings are also good, but only when mixed with other brown mulches. Otherwise, their high nitrogen content causes anaerobic and a smelly, slimy decomposition. You will need about 4 to 8 cubic yards of loosely piled mulch, or 6 to 10 two-string bales of hay or straw. Four, compost. About 1/4 to 1/2 cubic foot, 6 to 12 cubic feet. I read it right, compost, about 1/4 to 1/2 cubic yard, which is about 6 to 12 cubic feet. Manure, 1/4 to 1 cubic yard, depending on the concentration and amount of bedding mixed in. And 6 cubic feet of compost cattle manure or some other bag product will be plenty. 6. A top layer of seed-free material, such as straw, leaves, wood shavings, bark, sawdust, pine needles, grain hulls, nut husks, or seagrass. You'll need roughly 1 cubic yard or 2 to 4 string bales or 1 to 4 two-string bale. If you can't find every item, don't worry. Cheap mulching is very forgiving. As long as you have enough newspaper or cardboard, plus organic matter of almost any kind, you will end up with great soil. Store your supplies near the chosen site so that you won't have to move them too far on the sheet mulch day. Keep them dry too. The day before you mulch, water the site well, unless the ground is moist from rain. The organisms that will be turning your mulch into rich earth can't work without water. And once the mulch is in place, it takes a lot of water to moisten the bottom layers. Conversely, it takes a long time for the layers to dry out, and you've got lots of water storage. After the water is soaked in overnight, slash down the vegetation. Don't pull up weeds. Leave all the native organic material right there, including the roots. Just clip, mow, scythe, or weed whack everything down in place. It's great worm food, and the nitrogen-rich greens and roots will be a tasty starter for the decomposers. Remove any stumps or big woody pieces. All right, Kano's back, and I'm halfway through the reading.
Yeah, they didn't have it, nor did they have anything really adequate, so I figured maybe we'll just go to Subway or Casey, whatever tweets your Twitter.
I prefer Casey's. Subway's overcharges for their sandwiches now. Alrighty. Mountain Dew and Orange Slushy. Actually makes a pretty good combination. I got a sparkling orange soda here going. Really high octane sugar. So I should be wired tonight while I'm trying to lay down and go to sleep.
Right.
All right, so just to let Kano know where I've gotten so far, mostly we've gotten through the material list for what's required to make a sheet mulch.
And this chapter, this last chapter's reading, was explaining that if you don't have everything, it's not a big deal. As long as you got enough cardboard and lots of organic matter to throw on top of it, you should be fine.
Organic matter.
Yeah. I think it did explain that if you put too much nitrogen, it'll be a stinky, slimy mess. But hey, that will eventually settle down. And what you'll have left is, you know, good, composted
crap.
Yeah. But your plants will love to grow.
Yeah, it's a retarded plant.
Yeah. How did that song go? I eat cannibals. Well, your plants are cannibals. So every vegan eats cannibals.
What?
Now they are. Thank you for telling me. Wow, look at the lineup here.
Great.
I suppose they all want pizza.
Our circus tank.
Nope. I wonder if I could park in the handicap ramp. It wouldn't technically be in the handicap space. You mean right where the white car's going?
Right there.
Okay. Or just around the corner. Those in right here. Now, if somebody needs the air, they have to squeeze in these tips.
Yeah. Not even designated parking spot.
Oh, well, I'm sitting in the driver's seat. They can tell me in a moment.
Okay, joking. So I guess I'm going in and get it. I'll get mine. Get yours.
Yay!
I'm not really that hungry, but I need some meat.
Meat, 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 meat.
Out of the box.
Alrighty. Imagine, if your native soil is clayey, or compacted, now is a good time to open it up a bit. Just push a spade fork into the ground. Rock it a little and pull it out. Do this across the entire mulch site. Don't turn the earth, just poke some holes into it and crack it open to allow better moisture and root penetration and soil critter movement. Then add a thin layer of high nitrogen material. This can be manure, blood, or cottonseed meal, fresh grass clippings, or other lush greens, or cast off produce from restaurants or markets. For concentrated matter, such as rabbit manure or blood meal, sprinkle down enough material to just cover the soil. Grass clippings or bedding-rich manure should go down about an inch thick. While this layer isn't essential, it attracts worms and burrowing beetles, which will aerate and loosen the soil. Now the fun begins. Putting the sheet in sheet mulch. Lay down newspaper and or cardboard to create a continuous light blocking layer that will smother existing plants. Cardboard is very satisfying to use since those big sheets, especially the ones from refrigerators and other appliances, cover the ground fast. Overlapping the sheets by 6 inches or so will keep weeds from sneaking between them. Newspaper can be laid 1/4 to 1/2 inch thick. As you spread out the sheets, wet them thoroughly.
from a hose. You want to do this frequently. If a breeze comes up, washing your sheet mulch lap away is pretty demoralizing. Soaking the sheet several times will make sure the water seeps through. If you're sheet mulching with a group, this is when hose fights usually erupt, tugging any well-orchestrated work party toward mayhem. Try not to walk on the paper, especially after it's wet. This pulls the sheets apart. And creates gaps. Pretend you're painting a floor, starting at one end and working toward the opposite side so you don't walk on your work. Next, toss down another thin layer of nitrogen-rich manure, meal, or fresh green clippings. This will entice worms up through the soon-to-be-rotting sheets and to coax plant roots downward. On top of this, pour on the bulk mulch, about 8 to 12 inches of loose straw, hay leaves, or any of the other substances listed above. Weed seeds in this layer aren't a big concern, as a thick seed-free stratum lies atop this one. Weed seeds seem to rot rather than germinate in the slowly composting mass. Bales of hay or straw don't have to be fluffed up to their original grassy bulk. Just break the bales into thin blocks about 1 to 2 inches thick and lay down about 3 thicknesses of these. Broken into several layers and moistened, the dense books will compost perfectly well. To create an easily compostable sheet mulch, pay a little attention to the carbon-nitrogen ratio in the bulk mulch layer. If you're using high carbon material, such as straw or especially wood shavings, sprinkle on nitrogen in the form of manure or blood meal to dilute the carbaceous mulch with perhaps one part clover hay, seaweed, grass clippings, or other high nitrogen mulch for every 4 of high carbon matter. See table 4-1 for a list of mulch materials and their carbon-nitrogen ratios. A mulch that is extremely low in nitrogen, such as wood shavings, will be very slow to rot down and may cause anemic plant growth. You don't need a perfect carbon-nitrogen balance. Just make sure there's some nitrogen in the mix to feed the compost critters. Yep. As you build this layer, spray on some water every few inches. This layer should be damp but not wet. You're looking for that wrung-out sponge state. This can take a surprisingly large volume of water. It may take a couple of minutes to soak every few inches to achieve the damp but not wet state. top the bulk mulch, add an inch or two of compost. If this is in short supply, add compost plus whatever soil is on hand to reach the final thickness. Or, if the pile will have a few months to compost before planting, you can substitute manure or several inches of easily compostable material for this layer. But if you want to plant in the sheet mulch within a few weeks, a layer of compost will be necessary to act as a seedbed. The final layer is 2 inches of weed and seed-free organic material, such as straw, pine bark, wood shavings, or any of the others listed above. Besides smothering weeds, this layer gives the project a landscaper, in landscaper jargon, that finished look, which will endear you to your more fastidious neighbors. For planting seeds and starch, just push this layer aside and to reach the compost and soil layer right below, just as you would with any mulch. Anyway, so that was the complete instructions for how to make, how to put it, bomb-proof sheet mulch. The ultimate bomb-proof sheet mulch. That was the title.
Bomb?
Yep.
So the survivor nuclear holocaust?
Yes, actually. It will survive a gardener with a black thumb.
That'd be me.
Or so they claim. So we have the means of testing it because we got two gardeners with black thumb.
That's where Delano would have came in handy.
All righty. I see we're going to suffer withdrawal from the axis. Oh, my.
Oh, me, oh, my.
I don't know whether to go in and get a sandwich or not. I probably should. All right. I'll see if they got turkey. Oh, it's for the full salad. They can make it while I wash my hands.
Okay. So I guess we'll have to listen to the podcast and see what he said about the farm. Yeah.
They're off to a great start, don't you think? I mean, Timmy showed up, so right away, Scott, you're going to be pretty psyched, right?
Hey, buddy, I'm not paying you to hear your thoughts on life. I'm paying you to sing.
Well, I have a microphone, and you don't.
So you listen to every damn word I have to say!
You know, it's funny. Some of us will never, ever find true love. Take prejudice.
Hey.
I'm pretty sure that guy right there. And that lady with the sideburns. And basically everybody at table 9. But the worst thing is that me, Patty, sideburn lady, you can tell our table 9. We'll never ever find a way to better the situation. Apparently, we have absolutely nothing to offer the opposite sex.
You are the worst microfinger in the world, buddy.
Sure, when one more outburst, I will strangle you with my microphone line. You understand me? Now let's cut this stupid cake. I know it's back and I have a heart attack. We don't eat again soon. So while we do that, here's a little food music.
Somebody can come across so amazing. Turn out totally different than what you expect them to be. Totally different than what they tell you they're going to be. Yeah. Oh well, I'm an idiot. So, the farm. Yeah, we got a long ways to go. I'm probably going to go back to driving a truck, looking at some good paying jobs. Start dumping all my money into either my IRA, well, into my IRA and the farm. I'm not done paying child support. So, that's good news. And, yeah. Maybe next year will be more productive. Maybe. I got a drill for water that's going to cost me somewhere between $5,000 and $10,000. We're trying to rebuild our ponds that are on the land. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, potentially 5 ponds on the land. And they're going to cost anywhere from $5,000 to $10,000 a piece. So that's going to be a lot of money. The ponds alone is going to basically be about what I'm paying for the land itself. Actually, I take it back. The upper pond won't be that much because it's our, well, it might be. It might be. That'll be on the lower end of the spectrum. Need to buy some heavy equipment, like a backhoe, one with a front loader. That's going to be $5,000 to $10,000, depending on how big of one I want. I need to get a dump truck. I'm not going to get a full-size dump truck. I'm probably going to get, like, instead of a 16-ton dump truck, I'll probably get, like, an 8-ton dump truck. And get a smaller backhoe with a front loader. And so that's going to be probably $20,000, at least. Oh, what else? Need a bobcat. My family's got one. My grandpa had one. Trying to get, you know, trying to figure out how I can purchase this bobcat from my family, since my grandparents passed away, but nobody wants to talk about that. So, I'm in hurry up and wait mode. I gotta put up fencing, that's, I don't know, $200 a piece. Per, you know, yard. We're doing, like, about 1 acre yards, maybe an acre and a half yards. We got 15 acres. I don't know, maybe it's about an acre a yard. Basically, 330 feet by 330 feet. I think that's about an acre. If we square it off, you know. 3 by 3 by whatever. Yeah. Anyways, we gotta do that. Gotta put down gravel for our road. Trying to figure out how to set something up where we can start making money off the farm right now. So, the first thing I'm thinking is to try to set up a farmer's market on the land where people can come and set up booths and start selling whatever on the land during the week. We're right off Missouri 39, so it's not a bad place. Not the best place, but it's not a bad place. It's a pretty good place to sell stuff. We're just a couple miles north of Stockton on 39. And it's the main road to people normally take. I don't have a lot of data for you as far as like David does. He's more of the research analyst. I'm more of the person who puts things into action. If I had the money to put it into action. Well, we got ghosts and we got cats. Not sure what we're going to get next, probably coon coons or sheep or chickens and guineas. I need a dog to keep them sane. And here comes David. Looks like he got himself like a tuna salad sandwich or something.
How are you doing talking to yourself?
I'm hanging in here barely. Not doing too good.
I'll end up breaking up the subject.
That's fine. Your subject's better than mine anyways. I suck.
Oh my gosh, this thing exploded in here. There we go. I think I got it. This is easier to get than having them make a sandwich.
Huh.
I hope it doesn't have any bacon bits in it.
It does.
Is that a bacon bit?
No, it's probably part of the bread.
Yep. Okay. Messy. Check out napkins.
Well, I guess we'll do Ron Paul while you're eating.
Sounds good.
Hello, this is Ron Paul with your weekly update for Monday, July 10th. Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen recently predicted that, thanks to the regulations implemented after the 2008 market meltdown, America would not experience another economic crisis in our lifetime. Yellen's statement should send shivers down our spine, as there are few more reliable signals of an impending recession or worse than when the so-called experts proclaim that we are in an era of unending prosperity. For instance, in the years leading up to the 2008 market meltdown, then Chair Ben Bernanke repeatedly denied the existence of a housing trouble. In February 2007, Bernanke not only denied that sluggishness in the housing market would affect the general economy, but predicted that the economy would expand in 2007 and 2008. Of course, instead of years of economic growth, 2007 and 2008 were marked by a market meltdown, whose effects are still being felt today. Yellen's happy talk ignores a number of signs that the economy is on the verge of another crisis. In recent months, the U.S. has experienced a decline in economic growth and the value of the dollar. The only economic statistic showing a positive trend is the unemployment rate. And that is only because the official unemployment rate does not count those who have given up looking for work. The real unemployment rate is much higher than the manipulated official rate if you count all those who have been dropped out of the workforce. A recent Treasury Department's report called for rolling back of bank regulation could further destabilize the economy. This seems counterintuitive, as rolling back regulations usually contribute to economic growth. However, rolling back bank regulations without ending subsidies like deposit insurance that creates a moral hazard that incentivizes banks to engage in risky business practices could cause banks to resume unsound lending practices that were a major contributing factor in 2008. The U.S. economy is already faced with several bubbles that could implode at any time. These include bubbles, student loans, automobile sales, and even other housing bubbles. The most dangerous of these bubbles is the government bubble caused by excessive spending. According to a 2015 study by the Mercatus Center, these four states could soon join Puerto Rico and Illinois in facing bankruptcy. Of course, the mother of all government bubbles is the federal spending bubble. Despite claims of both defenders and critics of the president's budget, neither President Trump nor the Republican Congress have any plans for or interest in reducing spending in any area. Even the so-called cuts in Medicare and other entitlement programs that have generated such hysterics are not real cuts, but reduction in the rate of growth. Some fiscal conservatives are praising the administration's proposal to finance transportation spending via government bonds. However, the people will eventually have to pay for these bonds either directly through income taxes or indirectly through the inflation tax. Government-issued bonds harm the economy by diverting investment capital away from the private sector to the mixed economy controlled by politicians, bureaucrats, and crony capitalists. If Congress continues to increase spending and the Federal Reserve continues to facilitate that spending by monetizing the debt, Americans will face an economic crisis more severe than the Great Depression. The crisis will likely result from a rejection of the dollar as the world's reserve currency. Those of us who know the truth must redouble our efforts.
To repeat the announcement, press 1.
Redouble our efforts.
Press 1 to the end.
To repeat the announcement, press 1.
It's not going to repeat. It's not going to tell what he had to say.
To repeat the announcement.
It's come through before. Sorry,
folks. Hello, Ron Paul with your weekly update for Monday, July 10th. Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen recently predicted that, thanks to the regulations in the message, after the 2008 market meltdown, America would not experience another economic crisis in our lifetime. Yellen's statement should send shivers down our spine, as there are few more reliable signals of an impending recession or worse than when the so-called experts proclaim that we are in an era of unending prosperity. For instance, in the years leading up to the 2008 market meltdown, then
Chair Bernanke repeatedly denied the existence of a housing bubble. In February 2007, Bernanke not only denied that sluggishness in the housing market would affect the general economy, but predicted that the economy would expand in 2007 and 2008. Of course, instead of years of economic growth, 2007 and 2008 were marked by a market meltdown, whose effects are still being felt today. Helen Tappy-Cog ignores a number of signs that the economy is on the verge of another crisis. In recent months, the U.S. has experienced a decline in economic growth and the value of the dollar. The only economic statistic showing a positive trend is the unemployment rate. And that is only because the official unemployment rate does not count those who have given up looking for work. The real unemployment rate is much higher than the manipulated official rate if you count all those who have been dropped out of the workforce. A recent Treasury Department's report called for rolling back of bank regulations to further destabilize the economy. This seems counterintuitive, as rolling back regulations usually contribute to economic growth. However, rolling back bank regulations without ending subsidies like deposit insurance that creates a moral hazard that incentivizes banks to engage in risky business practices to cause banks to resume the unsound lending practices that were a major contributing factor in 2008. The U.S. economy is already faced with several bubbles that could implode at any time. These include bubbles in student loans, automobile sales, and even other housing bubbles. The most dangerous of these bubbles is the government bubble caused by excessive spending. According to a 2016 study by the Mercatus Center, at least four states could soon join Puerto Rico and Illinois in facing bankruptcy. Of course, the mother of all government bubbles is the federal spending bubble. Despite claims of both defenders and critics of the president's budget, neither President Trump nor the Republican Congress have any plans for or interest in reducing spending in any area. Even the so-called cuts in Medicare and other entitlement programs that have generated such hysterics are not real cuts, but reductions in the rate of growth. Some fiscal conservatives are praising the administration's proposal to finance transportation spending via government bonds. However, people will eventually have to pay for these bonds either directly through income taxes or indirectly through the inflation tax. Government issued bonds on the economy by diverting investment capital away from the private sector to the fixed economy controlled by politicians, bureaucrats, and crony capitalists. Congress continues to increase spending, and the Federal Reserve continues to facilitate that spending by monetizing the debt. Americans will face an economic crisis more severe than the Great Depression. The crisis will likely result from a rejection of the dollar as the world's reserve currency. Those of us who know the truth must redouble our efforts.
To repeat the announcement, press 1.
He was right.
Repeat the announcement. Press.
We must redouble our efforts to prep for the end of the world.
Yeah, I doubt if you said that.
End of the world as we know it.
The end of the world as we know it. Yeah.
Hence why we're working on our off-grid organic farming retreat.
The mother of all problems is the Federal Reserve spending bubble.
Well, that's one of the mother problems.
Well, it's the we're using fake money and calling it money.
Yeah. CES.
Which can be printed out. Well, CES is a potential hazard as well, but at least it's in control of the people using it.
Right. Not a world thing.
Yep, and CES, as they're run inappropriately, will dive bomb and crash. Whereas CES, as they're run appropriately, will actually help their community quite nicely. But better than all of them. Use gold and silver. God's CES.
because the gold in your pocket goes up in value with every human being added to the planet. All right, we should probably move so we don't have drumming noises of various people's trucks and stuff coming in. We should go to the farm. Go to the farm. Go away from this city. A city that chose to expand even though its population is dropping. Interesting. Storks and hippos running around this town.
I prefer the storks.
No, you don't. You do not prefer the storks. The storks are the ones dating the hippos.
Oh, no. what tree boss call them? Tater hogs?
Tater hogs.
Yeah, I don't do tater hogs.
Tater hogs and wiener dogs. I don't know if he called, what he called the,
I don't know.
Oh, my. Yeah, I probably should skip the sandwich.
Yep.
All right. So, if Kayla would be so kind to bring me up to speed on roughly what he was talking about while I was gone.
I was talking about crap.
Crap! Well, manure is very good for sheep mulching. Wrong kind of crap?
Right kind of crap.
No, okay. So if you got crap you like, compost it.
There you go.
Grow better plants. And my lights are on. Not very bright. Oh my. I take it you were talking about your accent.
Nope.
Good. So that's the kind of crap I expect you to talk about.
Trying to make sure there's jealousy for you, but I'm going to keep up like that. Even though I can't talk about that.
There you go. Yay. Farmer's Market, Saturday morning.
Because the astrology readings are to be learned from,
not to be controlling.
Right. You know, the bad parts in an astrology reading are things that you have a tendency to do. And, okay, my part of the astrology reading is that I will basically badmouth. And, the only reason why I would do that is if the negative parts in her reading came through, which they did. Therefore, that would result in me back up. So, yeah.
We should make one more stop. I need batteries for my flashlight. Do you need batteries for yours?
Probably. It wouldn't hurt to have a couple extra.
All right, we'll buy out all their 6-volt batteries.
It's just practically perfect.
Hey, you're bad-mouthing her.
I thought she was perfect. Oops.
And again. We'll park right here. Yay.
Logan.
It is. That's his name.
The younger version or something? Oh, that's right. Logan.
Sorry, I don't keep track.
All right, should we conclude our podcast? We'll do an improved podcast next week.
Yeah, when I feel better.
Seeing as we took a 3-week hiatus while he was...
Well, yes, I couldn't do anything without her being accused of something. Couldn't get on the computer without being accused of doing something I wasn't doing.
Should have had her on the podcast.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Oh, well. Okay, bye.
Talk to you later.
Wait. Let me do our disclaimer.
Again?
Why not?
By the way, they got some sort of weird event going on in town.
Please.
You did it.
Yeah, but it's not in my recent, whatchamacallit.
Recent, whatchamacallit. Well, this is weird. There it is. I couldn't find the phone call.
La di da di da.
La di da, la di da.
Yeah, what the hell? I can't find it. There's too many audios in my phone.
Delete it.
No, I didn't.
You didn't name it well.
I think this is it.
Demented Dungeons and Dragons disclaimer. Asterisk legal notice asterisk. This podcast is for educational and/or entertainment purposes only. Our opinions and religious beliefs are our own. Most of this is all hearsay evidence and is not admissible in court. Our first-hand knowledge is your hearsay evidence, and you should always go and do your own homework. We are not necessarily encouraging you to overthrow any terroristic, tyrannical de facto governments, medical establishments, fast food franchises, any religious or non-religious 501c3s or anything of that matter. We do encourage you not to feed the beast. We do encourage you to love your neighbor, your community, and your homeland. We do encourage you to do what is right, when it is right, because it is right. We do encourage you to protect your de jure government, your sovereignty, your freedoms, and your liberty, and those same freedoms and liberties for your neighbor, your community, your people, and your homeland. The Lord gave you free will. Please use it wisely. Pray it forward. Pray for others as you would like them to pray for you. Love others as you would want them to love you. Please read 1 Corinthians 13. We practice God's medicine, not man's medicines. Any nutritional statements heard on this podcast is just our research and/or experience. Most of them may not be accepted by the FDA. Under the New World Order rules, regulations, standards, codes, and guidelines, we are not allowed to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any diseases. But we cannot cure you, nor can your doctor, only you can heal yourself. Disease is a result of a nutritional deficient environment. Feed your body right, and your body will cure itself. Man and/or other animals, we are not man animals. This podcast is not made for animals. This podcast is only for certain humans made in God's image, endowed by God with certain inalienable rights. If you are an animal, this podcast isn't necessarily for you. Please tell your human about us.
Yeah.
With that, goodbye.
Goodbye.